Looks like goddamn Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's something on that car.
It's a hay.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Like, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'm gonna take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Daddy only does ovals.
We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't.
Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly. Okay, season 2, episode 29. Getting exciting. Coming into Pocono.
Oh my gosh.
We got a busy last little tick of the season happening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, I can't even say they're winding down because they're speeding up, but the season is winding down, but the competition is just getting more and more steep.
The season is winding down, but the competition is heating up.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You've had more coffee than I have.
I've had a whole pot of coffee.
Jealous.
And then it broke.
You had so much coffee that, you broke it.
I broke the machine. It happens a lot in my life.
Get a little shaky.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's warm up these tires. So we're going to hit some news.
Yeah.
Not a lot, just a little bit. We've got our woman of the week, Pat Moss Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, shit we didn't make up. And then a little Pocono preview.
Then we're going to head down to the Tricky Triangle.
Yes, we are. Oh, the Tricky Triangle. So, well, let's get started with some news.
Sure.
So, Dixon, this is going to be posted on Wednesday, so by Wednesday we already know what it is.
Yep.
But Dixon's making an announcement on Monday. We're recording on Sunday, so
we'll speculate. We can do some wags. He is coming out with his own fitness line.
Yep. I enjoyed the cookbook.
I would love to read, like Dixon's cookbook, like Cooking with Dixie.
Or like an outdoorsy kind of book, just since he's from New Zealand and they're a very like active family, you know, camping with the Dixons.
I would
hiking for your family.
I really want this to be like a reality TV now.
He would be the best reality TV show.
I mean, like you follow them, how they go on their camping and everything else. Like, screw keeping up with the Kardashians. I want to go camping with the Dixons.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, obviously everybody is flipping out, but I'm going to laugh really hard if it turns out to be something mundane.
I hope that it is. I think it's just going to be your basic.
Mm-hmm.
He's the current points leader. It'll be his fourth championship if he wins. We haven't had a press conference in a while because we haven't had a race in a couple weeks. Like, I think it's just to
kind of build up
some momentum coming into the weekend. I really think that that's all it is.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but we shall see.
Well, who knows?
Or maybe, I mean, he's going to leave and go to F1, or he's going to go do NASCAR.
Or maybe he's retiring.
Yeah, I bet that's it.
Maybe at the end of the year, he's like, you know what? It's been a good run.
I don't want to go fast anymore.
I got kiddos.
As if.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's adorable.
Adorable. All right. Everyone is losing their damn minds over where Fernando is going, what McLaren is doing.
Yeah.
All of that. It appears he's making an announcement on the 14th of this month.
He put out this like weird, which is Tuesday.
Yeah.
So again, after this, before this is posted. So again, we're just going to speculate, but he put out a.
But after we record.
After we, that's how it goes. It's fine. I don't take it personally.
Anymore.
Well, a little bit. I do. I love you, Fernando. I don't know what you're doing to me. But he put out a tweet and it's like this like countdown, on the old TV shows. 4, 3, 2. And then it was just like. Fire burst emoji 14-8 because that's
they
how they do everything.
Burst, yeah.
As it technically
As
should,
it should be.
Yeah. And then another
small,
like
bigger, biggest. That's, yeah.
And then another like fire emoji and that's it. He's like announcement coming soon. And everybody's like, oh my God. And I'm like, let's wait until we have the information we need.
Yeah. It could be a new sponsor. Like he could be getting new gloves or a new helmet. It could be something. So
I know like that's I mean, I imagine with that sort of cook-up...
It's going to be something bigger.
It's going to be something bigger, but I'm going to need y'all to calm down.
Right. Reel it in. Just reel it in some.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So let's see.
Oh, Tony Stewart.
Yeah. So at the Ford unveiling for NASCAR, which I know it's not, but every time I see the Ford logo, it actually reminds me of the Broncos or the old Colts logo.
Agreed. Yeah.
So every time I'm like, huh? No. It's cars. So they are unveiling their new Ford. Fix or repair daily. And in the presser, Tony Stewart indicated that he wants to try the Indy 500 again.
I'd love that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Tony.
I like Tony. I like Smoke.
I got no problems with Smoke. I will tell you this, and I didn't hear it, and I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but he did indicate, like, if he's going to do it, he's going to do it, and it's not going to be a sideshow like Danica. First of all, it will be, because you're a one-off driver.
Was he the one who said that, or was it Fernando who said that?
No, that was Smoke who said it.
I thought that was Fernando saying that he was going to do a whole season. He didn't,
So Fernando says he wants to do a whole season. If he does something, it's going to be full season.
Yeah.
Tony said when he does the 500 again, he doesn't want it to be a sideshow like Danica was.
Which is a hateful thing to say, considering that she used to drive for him and he knows better.
Yeah. And also it will be a sideshow because
you're a one-off. Every one-off is a fucking sideshow. Mm-hmm. Like if you have notoriety anywhere else and you are a one-off, you are a sideshow.
I mean, Fernando was a sideshow. Danica was a sideshow. You're going to be a sideshow. If we had another, like, one of the endurance drivers jump on over, that's going to be a whole issue. Like that's just how it is with the 500.
Yeah. That's the allure of the 500 is that there's a million sideshows.
Mm-hmm. So calm down, Tony.
Get over yourself.
Yeah. But
yeah. We'll Otherwise, see. I have no problem with Smoke. I think that was a dumbass comment to make.
Ugh, I know.
Yeah. No, you will be a sideshow. But you know what? You know when you didn't mind being a sideshow last time when you attempted to do the doubleheader.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're one of a very small number of people to ever attempt it.
Again, it's just people like I can get more traction if I say something shitty about Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Just let the woman retire.
For all of you that hate her so much, all I want to say is you talk about her an awful lot.
Exactly. Just let it go.
Yeah. Like you're still spending a lot of time and energy on Danica. And you know what I can definitely guarantee? She didn't spend any fucking time on you.
None.
None.
She got the wine.
Mm-hmm.
She got Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
She's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
And in other news.
In other news that we speculated about last week.
We did. Detroit.
They won. Detroit won.
Well, the Detroit GP won.
Let me rephrase it. The Detroit GP won.
In theory, the economy of Detroit won. The people of Detroit are split.
Yeah. I bet it's about a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
So, yep, Detroit Grand Prix is back. It's 3 years with an option of 2 additional years.
Mm-hmm.
So they did drop it down to 60 days build out.
And they can only lock people out for like 21 of those days.
Yeah, so it's good.
Which was a lot of people's biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people is just that they couldn't get into their park. I know that they've got all of these other environmental things and whatever, blah, blah. At the end of the day, people
want to go to their parks.
They care because they, can't get into their park.
No, I agree with that.
Like, not people don't care about the environment, but that's not where it started.
I mean, yeah.
It's nice to throw that on, in addition, on the, you know, on the petition and the argument. Like, yeah, but it's about usage. So, yeah, they won. Very interesting.
Yeah, they won. The fees went up, of course, as we discussed. And they are the weekend after the 500.
So, sorry, Ed.
Yep.
Eddie Gossage.
Somebody in Tennessee. Jesus.
Texas.
Act like it's not 10:30 in the morning. somebody in Texas was not happy with that announcement, probably.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. It's a rough life for Eddie Gossage. I think there was a Texas-sized F-word after that announcement.
It's a rough life for Eddie Gossage. It's all. I like this all I'm going to say right now.
I mean, he's a passionate man.
He's a good man. He loves the sport. He's a champion of the sport, but...
And I mean, and I enjoy the races at TMS and I want to see them continue.
I do too.
I think that he needs to quit making ultimatums that he's not going to follow through on.
Yeah, that's a dang. You don't play the who's going to blink first game with Mark Miles.
No.
You do not play that game.
The man doesn't blink. He's like a shark.
Just dead eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. All right.
So
that's all the news we know. We are recording on Sunday and about half of this is going to be moot.
Old news.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Well, next up, we have the Motorsports Pit Stop brought to you by White Rabbit Copy down in Bloomington, Indiana. If you enjoy our logo, that was designed by the owner, Ryan, and our stickers, our business cards, our banner, all made by White Rabbit Copy. So for any paper needs you have, and it's not just paper, like I said, our stickers, our banner, They do all kinds of stuff. They will help you design things. He's now got a new designer working with him as well. So you've got two graphic designers in-house, and they just do excellent work. So make sure you check them out, whiterabbitcopy.com. So, into the pit stop.
Into the pit stop.
In NASCAR news, up at Watkins Glen, Chase Elliott with Chevy was first, and it was his first win.
It's his very first win as a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Well, in the Cup Series.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, in the Cup Series. Martin Truex Jr. with Toyota came in second, and Kyle Busch, also driving Toyota, came in third. And let's see, the standings are Kyle Busch in first, Kevin Harvick second, and Martin Truex third.
Yes.
So, interesting. Which Truex won the Brickyard last year.
Yes, he did.
So, we were not there to witness it, but we heard.
We had to leave.
We did.
I mean, it was
so hot.
And it was so late.
And it was so boring.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're coming into it with fresh eyes.
We're going to try again.
Yep.
We'll see what happens.
We will indeed. They are now at Mid-Ohio, which is one of the races that Catherine Legg is going to drive at.
And she's driving Xfinity. So yes. She did it yesterday, Saturday. I know she didn't win, and I believe she actually had engine problems towards the end. It's unfortunate. But in like another week, they'll be at Road America.
Yes, they will.
So that's the big race for all of the like one-offs that we know.
Yeah. So very cool. I like Cat Leg.
I do too. I wish she was back in
IndyCar. I wish she was back in IndyCar, but you know what? I'll support her in any series.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what we do.
Yep.
Formula One. They're on their summer break still.
On their summer break.
So. NHRA, they were in Seattle this past weekend.
All right.
Top Fuel was Antron Brown.
Excellent.
Funny car, Ron Capp, so Napa know-how.
Yep.
The pro stock was Tanner Gray. So currently, right now, Top Fuel standings are Steve Torrence, Tony Shoemaker probably, and Clay Milliken. Funny car is, of course, Courtney Force.
Hell yeah.
Woo! Ron Capps and Robert Height, and their pro stock is Greg Anderson, Tanner Gray, and Erica Enders.
Excellent.
I don't know where they're going next. Their website's sometimes hard for me to read.
Yeah.
It's really... I know they're coming to Indy when we're in Portland, unfortunately.
I know. I know. I hate that.
I do too.
Have we discussed, because I don't know the answer to this, why every race is called the Nationals? I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Thank you. Every time they're like
the Mile High Nationals.
The Winter Nationals, the Summer Nationals, the Spring Nationals, the like Mid-Fall Nationals, the Fall Nationals, the December Nationals. Like, no, it can't all be the Nationals.
Thank you.
No.
Like, clearly... people from all over the nation are competing. It goes without saying.
Right. Get that.
Unnecessary.
But that is not what makes it a Nationals.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. On to IMSA. They are at Road America. Yeah.
They were
this weekend. Yeah. And the Oreca LMP2 came in first and second.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for the
team.
Yeah.
Of the Penske cars, Juan finished fifth, Alio 19th.
Yeah. So
probably not as good as he'd like to be doing in this sports car season, but... I don't believe that he would like to be in the sports car season.
I don't believe that he would either. When I go back to rewatch like the 2017 races before we talk about them for this year, like they always talk to Elio and he's like, I'm so excited. And I was like, oh God. Little. And then he was cut.
Yeah. And then the rug was pulled out from underneath you.
And then he was like, oh no, I talked to Roger and we are both in agreement.
I mean, I think... you're both in agreement that Roger's going to do what he wants to do, and you can either get with the plan or get the fuck out. I think that's what you're in agreement about.
Right. You can either do what he wants, you can get the Juan treatment where you get a year off and not doing anything.
Yeah. And nobody will touch you.
Yeah. Nobody will.
Because he will blackball you.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah. AJ Foyt Racing kills drivers on the front end. RP killing you on the back end.
God in heaven.
Oh, and then let's see, VIR is next.
Yeah, and I think that's, I don't know when it is, don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, it's time for our Woman of the Week, Pat Moss Carlson. And Pat basically was born into a racing family. Her father, Alfred Moss, competed in the 24 Indianapolis 500, 1924. I guess I should
clarify. Not the 24th, but the 1924.
Finished 16th. And her brother, Sterling Moss, is actually a very famous F1 driver.
Excellent.
Yeah.
For her career, she started because the British Motoring Corporation asked her to. They were marketing to show that women could drive.
And that was kind of a big thing back in that time period. You know, car corporations would reach out to women that they knew could drive or worked in or around motorsports and said, hey, like, we'll sponsor you, drive cars. And so to kind of pump up the, you know, female
because prior to that, most women did not know how to drive. And we were reaching a time in our history where we were going from one car households to multiple vehicle households.
Yep.
And women were driving more frequently. And, you know, it wasn't just that the, you know, the patriarch of the family was the only one who could drive and who did drive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they wanted to showcase, hey, look at this woman who can drive. Look at this. Which I will say in, yeah, it would have been the 60s, like late 50s, early 60s. My grandmother, mm-hmm. who was never one to stick to gender stereotypes.
Nope.
And knew how to drive her entire life and did.
Mm-hmm.
She drove a taxi in Indianapolis at night for extra money. Like, she had five kids that she would deal with during the day. And then grandpa would come home from work and she would go to work and drive a taxi for like 8 to 10 hours at night.
I mean, that's really her quiet time.
It really was. And the thing is, she was 4'11".
I mean...
And drove a taxi at night all over the city and never got robbed because... Because
grandma, she didn't play.
She did not play.
She did not play.
No.
No. We all knew she packed.
She got mugged when she was in her 80s. And the guy came up and snatched her purse and she grabbed his coat and pulled him close and backhanded him.
Of course.
And he didn't know what to do. He like froze and he just like pushed her in a snowbank and ran away. The whole while she's screaming, get back here in my purse, you goddamn son of a bitch.
And this is why we love your grandma.
Right. As she's in the snowbank. You son of a bitch.
4'11". Just take a minute.
Just still talking shit.
Just think about that for a minute.
Oh, no gray hair. Hair as blonde as mine till the day she died.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because we don't do gray. Mm. Me and Eleanor.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope. We'll just stick with the blonde for our whole lives. But yeah, that's awesome. That's how it started. And that makes sense, you know, the marketing. And yeah. So that's how she got started. In 1958, the RAC rally, which is now known as the Wales Rally GB,
mm-hmm.
she finished fourth.
Yeah. She went on to finish fourth that same year in the Rome-Liege rally. And then 2 years later, in 1960, she decided to go ahead and just win the Rome-Liege rally. Like, I'm going to go ahead and just, I'm going to take that.
You know what? Fourth was cool, but I'm not just going to podium. I'm going to go ahead and win this son of a bitch.
Like, what's your goals? To podium? Nah, to win.
To win.
To win.
1962, she also won the Tulip Rally, which is in the Netherlands,
mm-hmm.
while driving a Mini Cooper.
God.
In the Tulip Rally, her navigator was Anne Wisdom,
mm-hmm.
And she was pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
Look at that. Bitches get shit done.
Bitches get shit done. And she was like, I'm going to navigate and I'm going to grow a baby.
Right? I'm going to grow a human and I'm going to navigate at the same time.
Like, let's go.
Yeah.
I love that.
Pat was like, cool.
Let's roll.
Right. Flip the goggles down.
Also in that year, Pat drove the RAC rally again, and she also participated in the East Africa rally.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
I always feel like you and I could be like rally drivers. Like, I think that's our motorsport that we could really excel at.
I'd be into that.
You just start somewhere, you get somewhere else using like surface roads quickly. Oh, okay.
I mean, that's what we do.
That's what we're going to do Thursday.
Every day of our lives. Yeah. That's what we're going to do this weekend. Yeah. I mean, that's my life.
Yeah.
Is how can I get somewhere
quicker?
Yeah. And, you don't want to use the interstate? That's fine because I'm actually really good at side streets.
Right. Like side streets are my jam.
My dad was a police officer in this town. I'm real familiar with side streets.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
So you've been all over the city. Yeah. No, that's, mm-hmm. I think we would be excellent as rally drivers.
If anybody would like to hire us.
Yep. Just putting it out there.
Just for funsies.
Shortly after 1963, she got married and retired from motorsport.
Mm-hmm. She co-authored a book, The Art and Technique of Driving, and she actually co-authored that with her husband, who was a fellow driver.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool. And then our quote.
Which is different because this one is from her brother. And I put this in there because her brother, Stirling Moss, has also been quoted saying that, like, women can't handle Formula One and blah, blah, blah. But when asked about his sister... He said, but she was strong, mentally and physically, and therefore she wouldn't give an inch and wouldn't expect to be given an inch. After her win in the Liege, rallying people realized how fast she was because they knew how hard that event was. So, looks like some women can there, Sterling. And you also knew that your sister was going to beat your shit out of you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't saying shit about her.
Right? Like, you can talk all the shit you want about other women, but you know that at Thanksgiving, she was like,
no. What did you say?
What did you want to say about women who can't drive?
Yeah, now, what do you want to say about my driving now?
You want to get in a car right now?
Like, let's see.
Let's go. You know what? I'll take the minivan.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. A lot of smack talk from Sterling on that.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I love that. Mm.
All right. Now.
Shit we didn't make up.
All about gas.
All about gas. Of the car variety, not the, you had too much Mexican food last night.
But I mean, I do enjoy a good fart joke.
Who doesn't?
I mean,
honestly, if you don't think the farts are funny, you're wasting your life. You are taking life way too seriously.
Like, anybody just farting, I'm like, because it happens. Like, first of all, everybody farts.
Yeah. I got farted on during the golf cart ride.
We can't talk about the golf cart ride.
I know. I was just like, did you just fart on me?
What happens in the golf cart ride stays in the golf.
Yeah, that fart stayed in those leggings. They had to be washed. But it was still funny. I felt the vibration. I'm like, did you just fart on me?
Back to the gas we're still talking funny. About. The gas that's used in the IndyCar cars.
Oh, all right. Since approximately 1964, they have used methanol.
Yeah, not like gasoline.
Yes, it is safer than gasoline. It's got a higher flash point.
Yeah.
And it can be put out easily with water.
All very important.
It does have an invisible burn, though.
Yeah, which is, I think, so, if you've ever seen it, like, they've had videos of people who have been on fire because of methanol. And, like, you just can't see the flames. You just see somebody freaking out.
Freaking out. And you're like, the fuck is happening to them? Like, it looks like they're being chased by a swarm of bees. And you're like, what is going on?
What is
on?
Happening?
I mean, it's straight up like the scene in Ricky, in Teletagonized, Ricky
I'm
Bobby.
On fire!
Yeah. Help me, Oprah! Help me, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, use your witchcraft magic to save me. Oh, this is happening before we leave for Pepino. Yeah. I'm watching it again.
Yep, that's happening today.
I was just like, who am I kidding? Watching that tonight.
Yep, watching that today. Throw that right back in the queue. but yeah, and so in that movie, he was not actually on fire, but there are... It's a similar, freak out. And so they ended up adding additives to help illuminate the methanol when it burned.
Yes.
That's also why most of your crew members have... a lot of areas of light color on their suits so that you can see the color change when it burns. Because even with that additive in the sunlight,
it's
hard to see that flame.
Unless you're Zach Beach's car.
Yeah. Well, see, that's hard. I mean, yeah. And that flame, it blends in with the car.
All right. Like at that point, it just looked like the car. Oh, that car. Man, the graphics on that car look really. Oh, shit. He's on fire.
He's on fire.
They did end up switching from methanol to ethanol. And that happened in about 2005. The ethanol council lobbied a lot for the change. I know there was a driver and a car that they were sponsoring heavily. So in about 2006, they made the changeover. It was 90% ethanol and 10% methanol. In 2007, they increased it again. It was 98% ethanol, 2% methanol, although a lot of the promotions talk about 100% methanol. You're like, that's mathematically incorrect.
It is mathematically incorrect.
In May of 2010, Sunoco became the official fuel provider of IndyCar. So you always hear it when they're in the pits. They got a splash of Sunoco fuel and 4 Firestone tires.
Yep. Sunoco is the official fuel provider for IndyCar.
Yeah.
For NASCAR.
Also NHRA.
Yes.
But like a different thing.
Yeah, a different type of fuel. But yeah, and Sunoco oil is all from the United States.
Isn't that exciting?
It is.
I'd also say they almost are kind of like
I exclusively fill up at Sunoco.
I can't say that.
Yeah, no, I exclusively fill up at Sunoco because my local gas station, I'm all about supporting local business. A,
right.
It's all American fuel.
Yep.
So I want to support my country.
Right.
And I love the guys that run that gas station. And I want to support a local small business.
It's a great guest. I mean, I go there if I'm on your side of town and I need something. It's a nice
super
gas station.
Friendly.
And in fact, currently right now, it's an 85% mix. It is actually similar to the mix that we all have in our cars.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Very cool. So the difference between ethanol and methanol.
Yeah.
They both still burn invisible, so they have to put that additive in so they can see it. Ethanol is much harsher when in contact with human skin.
I kind of remember this from my chemistry days.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm flashing back to chemistry.
Yeah. And the methanol fumes are not as caustic to like your respiratory tract. So.
Also important.
Also important.
Also important in the case of a fire because you're going to breathe in that smoke and.
Which is interesting. I mean, that they went. Yeah. Because it's mostly ethanol and just a little bit methanol. But.
Oh, I think I meant to write down.
The other way?
Yep. Ethanol.
So ethanol fumes are not as caustic.
Ethanol fuels are not as caustic, and methanol is much harsher.
Gotcha.
Okay. I had that flip.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then that that's...
This is what happens when I do stuff on my phone.
Oh, that's funny.
It happens.
So, yeah. So the ethanol is better then.
Yes. The ethanol
is better. Well, I know that methanol is harsher on the ozone.
Yeah.
So, thank you. All that farming, all the cows farting in the air.
Cows really are the danger to the ozone. Nobody realizes that.
They are the biggest problem with our environment, actually.
Damn cows.
Damn cows, farting it up.
I mean, actually the biggest greenhouse gas is oxygen, but I will save that lecture for not this podcast. How about that? How about that, everybody? Oh,
science, bitch.
So we did talk briefly about other series. So as we indicated, Sunoco is the official fuel for NASCAR, and they use about a 15% ethanol mix. And NHRA uses nitromethane, also with Sunoco. And Formula One, actually, they use commercial gasoline.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Huh. I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
What IMSA uses?
I didn't look it up.
Yeah. Well, and like all the, like the World Endurance, I wonder if they use commercial, because that would...
I think, yeah.
Maybe some of them do.
I was going to say, I bet that
like, I'm sure the LMP
is dependent on class.
Do not. Yeah, I'm sure those classes don't, because they're prototype. You know they're going to have fancy-ass fuel. It just feels like they would, you know? You're not going to be able to just drive that down to Thornton's and...
just fill her on in there.
Top her off, yeah. We got a busy weekend coming up, so if you don't follow us on social media, you definitely should check it out. We have a great time. We like to post our pictures, our videos, and we live stream a lot of things. So make sure you check out our Twitter, our Facebook, our Instagram, and since it's a race weekend, we're going to have our Snapchat up and running.
Yeah.
So you can find links to all of that directly from our website, www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. So you can also just simply search Fast Cars, Fast Girls on any of the social networking sites, and you will find us.
They're very easy to find.
We are very easy.
We tried to make it easy for everybody.
We did indeed. Now.
Oh boy.
The piece de resistance.
It's happening.
Pocono!
We're going to Pocono!
Pocono! I'm so excited. That race was so exciting last year, and now we're going. It's a reality. We have a minivan, which means we can bring all of the shit that we want to bring.
All of the things.
And if you're going, make sure to find us. And if you're worried you won't be able to, don't worry.
Don't worry.
So if you saw us at Mid-Ohio, you know we had the pink flamingo.
Yes.
On top of the golf cart. Now, there are not golf carts here for us to use. I mean, I'm sure there are golf carts there, but not for us to rent and utilize.
They did not avail us of that option.
Although, don't think I'm not going to ask.
I mean,
once we get there. You never know.
What is the rule at the track? Always say yes to a golf cart, right?
Always say yes to a golf cart.
Always go to a second location.
Always go to a... Exactly. It's exactly the opposite of being kidnapped. You always go to a second location. You
always go to a second location. At a track.
At a track. But yeah, so since we won't have a golf cart to decorate, we will have the flamingo blown up.
Somewhere.
And attached to the top of my new minivan.
I feel like that's where it's going to have to go.
That's the only place it can go.
Yeah.
It'll be on top of the minivan, which will be parked at our campsite. So... come on by. Stop on by and say hi.
Yeah.
We'll be camping out with the Pain Tour.
So we're going to be... they've accepted us into their compound.
They have. So we'll see how this goes. It's really more of a commune this weekend. Yeah, it's going to be quite the compound.
It is.
Some of them have campers. Some of them don't. We do not.
We got some tents.
Yeah, we're going to be, you know, the Clampets and the tents. Well, no, that was Mid-Ohio. We've got a tent and poles this weekend.
Yeah. Wait a minute. We just got new tents.
Oh. So, yeah, make sure you come by and find us.
Definitely. So let's start off by talking about the track. Pocono Raceway.
Yeah. So it was designed by a former two-time Indy 500 winner.
Yeah.
Mr. Roger Ward. He won in 59 and 62, and he designed this track. And it's a three-turned super speedway.
Which is fun.
It is fun.
It's just fun to say that.
Yeah. And we discussed this last year as well, but I enjoy that each turn is modeled after a... you know, it's like homage to another track.
Very nice.
So turn one is 14 degrees after the Trenton Speedway.
Yep.
Turn two is 9 degrees after the IMS.
Well, we all know whose turn is our favorite.
Yep. And turn three is 6 degrees after the Milwaukee Mile.
And interesting enough, the front stretch, so the front stretch is where we see them go about 7 wide. It's actually longer than the front stretch at Indy.
Wow.
And wider than the front stretch at Indy. So that's why they're like, all cars are wide. They are 22 cars wide, it looks like sometimes.
Yes.
And the spotters are just like,
Don't do anything.
Just keep going. Yeah. Don't sneeze. Don't turn. Somebody's on right. your left, on your right, behind
Above,
you, in front
below.
Of you.
Yeah.
Just pray.
Yeah.
Have you made your peace with Jesus?
Are you ready to meet your maker?
It's now a good time to talk to you about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You might be meeting him. I don't know.
All of a sudden, the spotter turned into Jehovah's Witnesses.
Watchtower? Watchtower?
Handing out pamphlets in pit lane. Watchtower? 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 So, it is not exactly a tri-oval, given the sharp turns that it has. So, it's called a triangle, or, if you will.
Yes. Oh, I won't, but I will.
Tricky triangle.
It is quite the tricky triangle.
I've got a tricky triangle.
Yep.
Yeah. fun fact.
I love that we do a lot of visual gags for this one.
I know. One of three NASCAR tracks not owned by one of the two NASCAR track owners.
So there's like NASCAR track conglomerates. There's two of them. Yes. There are three tracks who are like, no, thank you.
Yeah, they're like, nope.
Nope.
So the other two track owners, or the other two tracks that aren't owned by them are IMS and Dover International.
I mean, obviously IMS.
Yeah.
I mean, naturally.
The Holmans don't need your money.
They were like, no, thank you. That's adorable.
They didn't even say thank you. They were just, no.
And they're like, hey, they're calling about, no.
And then you,
the phone.
Yeah, you just hear, stupid.
The hell?
Stupid.
So the race, the ABC Supply 500, and it's 500 miles.
Damn right.
200 laps. Each lap is 2.5 miles.
Mm.
I mean, this is
so
the math
similar.
That I'm here for.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. The race was at one point part of the USAC Triple Crown, obviously with the Indy 500 and the California 500. I think we've talked about the different Triple Crowns before, but
we have, which I enjoy. Excuse me. Having like an IndyCar Triple Crown.
I
and
really
it
wish
all
we could have that.
The longer ovals and yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So that's something for you guys to think about in any car.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think that's a non-forced storyline you could come up with. You're welcome.
Yeah, and
that's it.
You know what? I've got lots of things to say, but we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
There's a good storyline rather than the piece of shit ones that you keep rehashing and regurgitating every week.
Just find us again at Pocono, give us a beer, and we will tell you our opinions.
Yes.
Gladly.
I'll tell you my opinions if you tell me to follow you again.
Anyway, back to the race.
Just you know what? Just a heads up for anybody involved with anything. Somebody introduces themselves to you and they have a business and your response is, do you follow me? Well, you're only going to not get throat punched once.
Yeah, that's really rude.
And you've got your freebie.
Yep.
You know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You got your freebie. And you know what? I follow back. All right. So the race timeline, it was part of USAC from 71 to 82,
yep.
Part of CART from 82 to 89.
Mm-hmm.
And then the IndyCar series returned in 2013. And Scott Dixon was the first winner, naturally.
Avi.
Per huge.
Maybe that's what the teleconference is to talk about on Monday.
Ooh, I bet it is. Oh, or maybe Emma's pregnant again.
I feel like that would be a great opportunity for a teleconference.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Can we
make this happen. I don't think we have any say in that.
Let's see. The most wins there? AJ Foyt. Nobody's surprised.
Come on. And the team with the most wins? Penske. Again, nobody is surprised.
I mean, that's a numbers game. Like, on both of those.
I mean, it's a little weird that it's so close to the Andretti family compound that the team with the most wins is Penske.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of like shitting in somebody's backyard.
It is.
I mean, I'm here for it.
Well, and that AJ has the most wins there.
Yeah, like, that too.
Yeah. But it is Andretti country.
It is Andretti country.
So
we can't stop here. This is Andretti country. At some point, I'm going to turn to the driver and say that.
Fast Times. So and they are all from 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Juan had the fastest qualifying lap at 223.920 miles per hour.
Yep.
Juan with the overall race time of 2 hours, 28 minutes and 13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Briscoe with the fastest race lap of 220.044.
Yeah. So 2 years ago in 2016, Mikhail Aleshin had the pole.
Yes, he did.
Oh, Mikhail.
I mean, the thing is, Mikhail was a fast driver. He just was not a consistently
safe driver.
Yeah, he crashed a lot.
I mean,
there's a balance. You got to be fast, but also controlled.
Yeah, he just did not have that balance.
Yes, he was not always a controlled driver.
I like that.
It wasn't a controlled burn always. But yes, yeah, so he got the pole.
Much like gasoline.
Will Power won in 2016. Mm-hmm. Aleshin came in second.
Yeah.
And RHR came in third.
Which, by the way, this is the time, like, RHR crashed it out. He wasn't able to qual, and so he was basically last place.
And then
just was like, let me finish third.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Price is Right music.
That's my go-to music.
I love it.
They did have to postpone the race in 2016 due to rain. So let's all not think about that and think positive thoughts about this race.
Yes. I mean, it's Pennsylvania. It's not Indiana. So
yeah, it's still the Midwest.
I mean, actually, yeah, we're pretty east.
Yeah, that's true.
We're out of the Midwest range.
Yeah, back on the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, so, God feels a little bit differently about that part of the country, so hopefully we won't get screwed with rain.
Well, God and I think the same about that part. No, just kidding.
Yes, but his weather reflects differently.
That's true.
Yeah, they don't, their shitty weather isn't as bad as our shitty weather.
It's, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a somewhat predictable, yeah. The first start was actually waved off due to drivers jumping the start.
It was interesting to watch. They were like, we're ready to go. And all of a sudden you're like, nope, we're not. They're waving it off. And it's always weird for me when they, the dog is dreaming.
Yeah.
It's always weird for me when they wave off a start.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens this year.
I mean, I secretly enjoy when they wave off a start.
I mean, there's a part of me that's like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
Ooh, which update, we now will have our racer electronics for the race. So
yes.
We will be able to have quotes.
Excellent.
I didn't find it. I had to buy a new one.
Are they going to be at Pocono or no?
Yes, they will be at Pocono.
Because I might get frisky and...
So the... if I might. If you are an IndyCar Nation member, and if you're not, you should join. You get a discount at Racer Electronics. However, that discount is only available online.
Oh, how long is the shipping?
I ordered it 2 or 3 days ago. No, let's see. I ordered it maybe Wednesday and I got it Friday.
Oh, okay.
Or Saturday.
That's not bad.
No, but we could look there and see what all options we have and maybe make a up and down decision. Anyway, and if you're not an IndyCar Nation member, you definitely should be. You can sign up at IndyCarNation.com. They like us. If you like us, you'll like them.
They do all kinds of fun stuff.
It's kismet.
It is. It is kismet. And we actually are going to talk a little bit more about them at the end of this.
Yes. But so, since we were there, I thought I'd give a quick little,
absolutely,
little pluggy poo. Let's see, 2017, Takuma Sato won the pole.
All right.
Yeah.
He does well, and then he
doesn't.
Yeah.
It's
so inconsistent.
I know. Will Power won again with Joseph Newgarden, sorry about that one, coming in second, and Rossi in third.
Okay.
And this was actually the race where Chilton got parked by Chip Ganassi Racing. What is this? Are we a team of quitters?
Oh, that's right. Are we a team of quitters?
This was a little bit of a sassafras.
Yeah, there was some swearing.
Oh, well, I know.
Yeah, I mean, which, you know, I thoroughly enjoy.
Always.
Always.
All right.
Yeah, poor Max Chilton. I really like him.
I do, too. I enjoy him as a driver and a person.
Agreed. Yeah, same.
Samesies.
All right, well, let's take our picks.
All right. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Who you got?
I'm going for the three-peat.
Ooh.
Will Power.
That's a dangerous...
Okay. Yeah, you know what, though? It's a 500-mile race. It's another oval. He just tested at IMS.
Excuse me, it's a triangle.
Whatever.
It's a tricky triangle.
You are either a road or street course, or you are an oval.
That's, I mean, truth.
My mind, don't get me wrong, I am... I see lots of options in other things, but as far as racing, I'm quite binary.
Okay. You're either an oval or you are not an oval.
Yes. You're either an oval or you're not.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
I see that.
So, anyhow, the tricky triangle. But it's 500 miles. He won the Indy 500. He's having a really good year.
That's true.
A really good season. I mean, he still is riding the high from the 500. He was just at IMS last week to do some tire testing and some engine testing and things. And I just feel like he's cool, calm, and collected.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's going to come in, and I don't think that he's going to say, you know, he's going to say, I'd like to win this. I don't think he's going to come in with a big head. And I think he's just going to do willpower things. Unless, of course, he gets more mechanical gremlins. And in that case, I'm going to throw my drink. Because thus far, every time I have bet on willpower, I've turned into you. Every time I bet on willpower.
You notice I don't have him. I didn't pick him.
He shits the bed. Or, well, not even him. His car shits the bed.
If he gets mechanical gremlins.
Picked him at Road
gremlins.
America. Did two laps.
If there's mechanical gremlins, I'm going to go ahead and say I'm sorry for everybody sitting around us. Because she's going to be cursing up a storm. And I'm just going to be wetting myself laughing.
Yes.
Because it will be funny. I mean, your mental breakdown over that will be funny.
It'll feel like that time with Ryan on a Ray. Like, God damn it!
That was so funny.
So I'm picking willpower for first. Okay. You know what? I like the three-piece, so I'm sticking with it.
I get it. It's a good storyline.
I believe in you, Will.
All right.
I believe in you. Simon Pagenaud, top five.
Because
he does well on these super speedways as well, and I think he's been heating up as well.
He has been heating up. I will say that.
So, yeah, I'm going to give him a top five finish. Top 10, hometown hero Ed Carpenter.
Hometown hero Ed Carpenter.
And then first out, Sato.
Oh, my. Sorry.
What about you?
Well, it should be no surprise who I have for first. I'm going back. Going back. Took a couple weeks off. I got Rossi for first.
All right.
It's time. He did well last year. I yelled at him via this podcast that he needs to step up or we're going to have uncomfortable conversations. Just saying. Top five, I've got hometown hero Ed Carpenter.
Nice.
Oval expert Ed Carpenter.
Ed Daddy Carpenter.
Ed Daddy only does ovals, Carpenter. And for top 10, I've got Marco.
Nice.
He's had a fair season. This is the home track. I know there's a lot of pressure on him for this track, but I think this is the season where I expect a top 10. I would be happier with a better place, and I think he might do better. And then first out, I have Ryan Hunter-Reay, because for the past 2 years, this track has smacked Ryan, and he's bounced back, and I just, you know, the luck has to run out.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
A lot of luck already this season.
It's this track and him, and it's this weird relationship, and I don't want anything to happen like what happened last year.
Sure.
And again, first out could be mechanical gremlins, and I really feel like that's what it's going to be for him.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Juliana, who's coming with us, if she's listening, you're going to have to make your picks at some point.
Probably on the drive, you can make your picks.
You can make your picks on the drive.
As long as they're in before quals.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right. What are you looking forward to about this race?
Well, I'm excited to, because you know Rossi's going to make some crazy passes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying. I'm excited for that. Yeah. I'm excited to see how all the Penske boys qualify.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how Ed Carpenter Racing does.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to see how Dixon does, because he hasn't been qualifying that great.
I know.
In the last couple. So we'll see there. But, you know, I want to see them going 13 wide.
In person.
On the front stretch. Yeah.
That's exactly what I wrote down.
I mean,
so
last
wide.
Year we were like, they're 8 wide. What is happening?
We're like, what is this craziness? What are the spotters doing? And every spotter was just like, in fact, I can't think of the name, but we have a spotter on Twitter who indicated, like, when that happens, they literally just, they can't say anything until they get through that first turn. And you can figure out who is who.
Yeah.
And I was like, that makes sense. Because the only other words out of my mouth would have been like this. I mean, just keep going. Who's beside me? Everybody.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody is. They are all beside you. They are all around you. Just keep going.
I mean, that would be me. Like, in that kind of a situation. I mean, that is me. Like, at work, when somebody asks a question that is irrelevant. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Just keep going.
Who's next to me? Doesn't matter.
Just keep going.
The important thing is that you know there's somebody next to you.
Yeah. You are surrounded.
Who is it? Doesn't matter.
So just go.
Irrelevant.
Where's
irrelevant.
Oh, the button is moved. I don't know where the button is.
Damn it.
Damn.
Your bullshit button.
An animal has knocked it off.
Your opinion is irrelevant because you are a cunt. No.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely so wide. I'm always interested to see how the Andretti's do at this track. Vici. See how Vici's doing.
Yeah.
So.
I'm excited to see how Vici does. I want to see what the SPM boys do. Wickens has...
He came out and... Because he tested.
He did.
And he was like, oh, you see why they call it the tricky triangle.
I mean, he has had issues with ovals, period. It's not his comfort zone. And now we're throwing him on this thing, which is not really an oval.
Yeah.
But it's not an oval.
But it's not an oval, is it?
So I will continue to refer to it as an oval. So, yeah. Ooh, I almost got to put him for my first out because I feel like...
I mean...
He's...
It's not an unsafe choice for a first out.
No. I'm going to stick with Sato. I feel good about that.
No, that's all right. Juliana, there you go. We've given you a little...
Yeah.
You can pick him.
So. Hinch, I would love to see him do well also.
He does fairly well. He got crashed out, I think, last year is the problem. Actually, he and JR got together.
They did.
Oh, poor one out for the man bun.
I think that was the writing on the wall.
And I don't know the writing part on of the wall. It, yeah.
What about you? What else are you looking forward to?
Again, seeing everybody so wide in person and that it's another oval. You know, mm-hmm. I just enjoy oval racing. I enjoy watching them set up the pass. Like,
and the speed, the strategy. Many,
yeah. You know, you can tell when they're starting up for the pass, like five laps back. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Something's about to happen. Something's about to...
It's like a high-speed game of chess.
It is. And it's not just that move. It's that move and then three moves ahead. And mm-hmm. I love it.
That's where I love watching Rossi on ovals because he's such a cerebral driver anyway.
Yes.
He drives every race like a chess game.
Exactly.
And especially on ovals because you're like, oh, something's about to go down.
Uh-oh, shit's getting wily.
Things are happening. So it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
All right.
The drinking game.
Our drinking game.
Which we put this out on our Facebook, so thank you to our Facebook people.
Yes.
Very much appreciated. Thank you,
everybody, for participating.
Obviously, the word triangle.
Yes.
By Danny. Thank you, Danny Vaughn.
Yep. Triangle, and it's a double drink if they say tricky triangle.
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
We're not going to say finish the drink because they're going to say it a lot.
No.
But it's a double drink if they say tricky triangle.
God, we're going to be toasty.
Yep. Home of the Andretti's.
That one was me.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I'm a claimant.
Yep. Juliana, what turn three?
Oh, God. Juliana's trying to kill us.
I know. Another from Juliana. Anytime they go more than three wide.
I mean, first of all, you have to drink just to steady your nerves when they go more than three wide.
Fact.
I mean, okay, that's a shot just to go, oh, God, no.
Oh, no, no.
No, no. They're going four wide. Let me take a shot.
Any talk about Wickens being adaptable on ovals, even as just a rookie?
Also from Juliana.
Yes. Well, that's three. That's enough.
That was her finish the drink.
That, yeah, I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Willpower doing three in a row.
Yep.
Thank you, Philip Matthew.
Thank you.
And because the Andretti's are from around there, but so is Billy Joel.
So here's an in-person bonus.
If you catch any of us singing Billy Joel songs in person.
You just, first of all, yell at us.
Yell at us and finish your drink.
Taking a drink.
Yeah, we'll take a picture together, but.
Yeah.
There's going to be lots of Billy Joel rocking out at the campsite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get kicked out for too much Billy. What's you Joel together? You bro together.
I was like, who would kick you out for too much Billy Joel?
Communist.
Communist. Fascist.
You knew that was coming.
Yeah. I mean, that, yeah. If you don't like Billy Joel, yeah.
And, well, you don't like us.
Go back to Soviet Russia.
I believe Billy Joel music ended Soviet Russia.
I'm pretty sure it brought down the Berlin Wall.
They just played pressure at it.
All right.
And this has been History with Abby and Molly.
Shit, we did make up.
This is called History? Question mark.
Kind of.
Shrug emoji?
Pseudo-history.
Yeah. I mean, it's true, kind of.
Parts are true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, other things that I'm excited about. So for the weekend, is that we are doing a social media takeover for IndyCarnation for the entire weekend. And Molly, you already talked about you know, joining and how to find that. So yeah. Again, IndyCarNation.com. Mm-hmm. And you can, there's a free option. There's an option for kids, and there's two paid levels.
Yes.
And the higher level you have, the more experiences you can be a part of. And so you can, you know, do a winner's circle photo. Mm-hmm. You can have a private photo with the winner.
Which we will never be allowed to do.
No, but we will be videoing it this weekend. Let's see. They have all kind. They have fast passes for the autograph sessions, so you don't have to stand and wait in line. Sometimes there'll be a cool viewing area for practice or qualifications. That's an area that that the normal public can't get to. So there's all kinds of benefits. They've got cool gear. Mm-hmm. They always have a lounge area not necessarily like lounge, but there's a stage. There's usually an area where you can go and hang out with other IndyCarNation members, usually a charging station involved, which is key at a racetrack. So everybody's using their phone. Always nice to put a little extra juice in that battery.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm excited about all that. And we also we're going to be doing an interview at the autograph session per use.
Yep.
So if you come to the autograph session, you'll be entertained by us. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
If you're not coming to the autograph session, well, then you should make plans and come now because it'll be a good time.
I mean, you can stand around and watch the interview.
Yeah, you don't
have
to
be
in line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just hang out.
It's cool. You can do that too.
Yeah, because we try to get a good guest and have a little bit of entertainment while people are waiting to meet drivers and get things signed. We also have some very exciting business for Saturday night.
Oh my goodness.
So Off Track with Hinch and Rossi mm-hmm. is going to be doing a live show Saturday night, I believe around 7:30.
Yes, yeah.
That's the time right now anyway. And yours truly are opening for them.
I really feel like they're more like the dessert after our amazing main course.
I mean,
let's be honest. They're closing for us.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, you come for us. I mean, stay for them if you want.
Whatever. No, stay for them. They'll be good. But you don't have to.
But you can leave with them. No. Back to the live podcast. We are tentative for 6:30 on Saturday.
Yes.
Location is still TBA? TBD?
Yep, TBD. It should be, it'll probably be in somewhere around the Firestone Fan Village area.
That's kind of our thoughts. We will update as soon as we have some.
I need some paper towels.
So we'll update you as necessary as far as the location once we know for a fact where it is. We're fairly confident, but we don't want to give out misinformation.
Absolutely. And we will be announcing, we are finalizing with our guests and what time they're coming and all that. So yep. We'll be announcing that on social media. So stay tuned.
Yep.
Once we have that all locked up. However, we do have some very special guests in addition to them, to the ones that we're keeping secret right now. We are going to be talking with Terry Trago.
Yes.
And Doug, and I just forgot his last name. There we go. And Doug Dandridge from the Pain Tour. So they'll tell you all about themselves, but they're kind of the masterminds behind the whole Pain Tour. And so since doing the live show started at their campsite, it's been at their campsite the last few years with Hinchcliffe and when he did the Mayor on Air podcast. And mm-hmm. so, you know, now he's doing the podcast with Rossi and they're doing that, but it's grown. And so we're not doing it at their campsite. The track wants to do it somewhere a little more central. Plus, you know, they don't want a shit ton of people in and out of their campsite,
which we understand.
Yeah, totally get that. So, yeah. But they still want to get up and talk about who they are and, you know, what they stand for and all that, which yeah, we're going to talk a little bit with them and let them kind of tell you about what all they do and what it means to them to be a part of the Pain Tour. And then we are going to have the cutest interview guests ever.
My favorite two drivers.
Yep. Alex and Jackson Lucas. They drive quarter midgets. Yep. They are huge IndyCar fans and they are Pain Tour children.
Yep.
Pain Tour kiddos. And so we're going to talk to them a little bit.
Yeah. And we got to tell them this morning and it was a lot of fun.
So. Yes. They were super excited. So yeah. I think that's about it. It's going to be a busy weekend.
It is. So definitely follow IndyCarNation on Twitter because we're taking over. Follow us on Twitter and our Instagram because apparently that's being taken over by Juliana.
It sure is.
So shit's going to be on that Instagram that I will have no idea about. And well, I'm a little nervous.
I mean, it's going to be good though.
It's going to be great.
I mean, make sure she saves everything.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go back and watch it and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we probably should tell her that.
Yeah.
Hey, Juliana, make sure you save everything.
You know those young millennials don't save shit.
I know.
They just do it and let it go.
Those children. That just means that every night I'm going to have to go through and save the story to my phone. Like, let me go ahead and put that reminder in my calendar. Damn it.
But yeah, it'll be a great weekend.
It's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait. All right, let's white flag this.
Okay, so we are going to post this on Facebook on Thursday for our listeners.
Yes.
But what are you most looking forward to in the last push of the season?
So we've got 4 races left.
We sure do.
And I think I'd like to see Wickens get the win. I think that's the big thing for me.
I don't even care about Wickens getting a win this season anymore. Honestly, I will.
I think I would feel good for him to get that win, and that's really what it is.
At this point, and I'm going to say, if anybody's listening with their kids, now's the time to turn it off, because I'm going to say something that kiddos shouldn't hear.
These are Aunt Molly and Aunt Abby words.
Yes. Actually, it's not the words. It's the subject matter.
Oh, boy. I don't know what's happening.
At this point, a win would almost be like a consolation prize. It's like an orgasm that you worked way too hard for. God. And no matter what happens, it's going to be disappointing because you've already put too much time and effort into it. And that's how I feel about a Wickens win at this point. Like, I don't even care. You know what? I'm over this. I'd like to just get my things and go home. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. I understand that. I think it's a...
I'm excited that you're excited about it, though.
I mean, it's not that I'm excited about it. I feel like that's really kind of the last thing we need for this season is for him to get a win. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. I mean,
what am I looking most forward to? I want to see Rossi win the championship.
Which... we'll see.
We'll see. But seeing Wickens get that win, I think that's kind of the one thing that would button up the season. Because that closes that, like, he almost won at St. Pete. I mean, if he got a win at Sonoma, that'd be kind of poetic almost.
I think it'd be like salt in the wound. You dicked around. You couldn't pull it off anywhere, and then you win the very last race. He's already going to be Rookie of the Year. Again, disappointing orgasm. That's how I feel about a Wickens win at any point in the rest of the season.
Okay, what do you want to see? Let's just move off of this topic.
Gateway.
I'm sorry. That's just, what are you most excited about? Gateway.
Gateway.
Yeah. Gateways. Any car on an oval at night under the lights is a spiritual experience.
And I was out of town last year and I regretted it so much. I spent the whole race and I was like, I'm so jealous of you and Audie.
Oh my
I'm
God,
so jealous that fun. I wasn't there. And so, yeah, no, I have been just excited about Gateway since Gateway last year. And so that is what I'm most excited about.
I get that.
I mean, I'm super excited for Pocono. I'm excited to meet the entirety of the Pain Tour.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And do all that. I mean, I don't want to discount this weekend at all. And so I don't want my Pennsylvania people to think that I'm just skipping right over you.
For St. Louis, but.
But yeah, Gateway.
All right.
And it's an easy drive. And there's a casino right there. There's a lot of.
I mean, I cannot describe how close the casino is without, like, you jump on the interstate, you go 2 exits, you jump off.
Ugh.
Like, that's where we stayed, and we could hear the night practice when we pulled in. Mm-mm. I was like, shh, cars are on track.
Maybe like, wheel of fortune!
I couldn't find it last time.
Oh, we'll find it. There's always one on the high roller.
So you can catch
She's
us
a harsh
there
mistress.
In a couple of weeks.
Yep, you will definitely see me at the casino.
All right, I think we have to call it.
I think we do, yep. Let's wave the checkered on this. It's been a good week. I'm excited to get back on the road.
By the time you hear this, we'll be on the road the next day if you are a good person and download it when it first drops on Wednesday.
Yep. If not, well, you can listen to it on your drive because if you're coming from Indiana, you got more than 9 hours.
You can listen to us and some of our back episodes if you'd like to catch up on them.
You sure can. Well,
on any of your podcasting apps and or websites.
Yep, you can listen directly from the website. You can listen from Facebook. All right. Have a great week. We'll see you in Pennsylvania.
Thanks for listening.
God damn it. Like, what happened?
I don't know. Your hand just decided not to hold booze.
Yeah. My hand likes to just quit working every now and then.
I get that too sometimes.
It's fine. It's a fun game we play.
Yeah, it's great.
It's actually the mind. It's a sign of an active mind. It means that you've got a lot of different thoughts going on.
So your hand just goes, fuck it.
Yeah, your brain is multitasking on too many things, so it cuts out what it deems as unimportant.